Litter spills out of trash cans and dumpsters, and we've all seen people just throw their trash on the ground. According to the Keep America Beautiful campaign, over $11 billion is spent cleaning up litter in the U.S., mostly by businesses and government. But what if picking up litter was more fun? Recently in Pittsburgh, five neighborhoods in the city's East End made a game of it. The first Pittsburgh Garbage Olympics.
I like the nature of competition. To me, the Olympics says competition, but it also says participation.
Lena Andrews helped organize the event, and she's been in training with the group East Liberty Trash Warriors, picking up litter every other month. Each neighborhood team collected as much garbage as they could fit into plastic bags for 2 hours on a Saturday morning, and no cheating by pilfering from dumpsters. Mike Lee of Strip District Neighbors kicked off the event in a foggy parking lot, sandwiched between two restaurants.
How many bags do you think you want?
One.
What? Let's start with one.
He says the Garbage Olympics coincides with their new initiative, Project Clean Sweep, tidying up this haven for weekend shoppers and nightlife and making it more resident-friendly.
You guys have a name for your team? Some of the other neighborhoods have names.
Oh, for today? No. No.
Maybe it'll be the champions.
How about the Dirty Strippers?
Oh.
No, let's not use that. You know, sometimes too, in a neighborhood like the Strip, which has a certain reputation, you kind of don't see the trash as much as you would if you were in a nicer residential neighborhood. So it doesn't stick out as much, but it's here and we need to take care of it.
20 volunteers showed up in East Liberty.
My name is Harmony Sullivan. Definitely when we moved in 4 years ago, there was just a lot of litter, especially in the alleys. And like people, there would just be like tires. And I almost feel like people would just dump stuff because it was already littered. It's like, oh, who cares if I, you know, throw my half-eaten food out of my car window. And now, I mean, it's so much cleaner. And it just feels like people pay more attention. I see some neighbors like just picking up a piece of garbage here and there because it feels like, okay, we could actually keep it clean rather than feeling like, oh, why even bother? Because there's just so much trash.
All right.
Two, three. Go Lawrenceville!
I'm Jessica Setzler. I'm here with my two kids, Andrew and Molly. They're 6 and 3. And they.
I'm Andrew.
And Andrew likes to pick up trash to save the fish because he read a book from the library about it one time in the spring. We came here with his special trash pickup gloves to help out.
And I also have a trash picking up net, so I can pick up trash so it doesn't go into the sewers, into the ocean.
Corey Ritchie, I'm from the 9th Ward. Our neighborhood started much nicer, so they have more to do. Yeah, I'm willing to talk trash on this.
Anna Kainyetta swept up trash with a broom in a small park in the Bloomfield neighborhood. She's originally from Portugal. How does the U.S. compare?
I would say there's more trash, but the same amount of cigarette things, like bottoms, or I don't know how you call it.
Lots and lots of cigarette butts.
And apparently people don't understand this is trash as well.
Sarah Shea from Pennsylvania Resources Council is the chair of the Clean Pittsburgh Commission, which works on litter and illegal dumping and recycling issues in the city. And she weighed each and every bag of litter from all of the neighborhoods.
All right, 5.2.
Shea announced the winner later in the day at a pizza party held at a nearby restaurant.
The ultimate winner that came out was East Liberty. Yay! At 562 pounds of trash. 562 pounds.
The East Liberty Trash Warriors were awarded an upcycled trophy, topped with a plush Oscar the Grouch toy. Over 1,400 pounds of garbage were collected in all. And even though Lena Andrews admits she wanted to win, she says it's more than a competition.
I mean, right now in the country, there's a lot of issues that seem too big to do anything about, but litter is something that you actually can do something about. You can get out there, you can pick it up, and then you're living in a beautiful, clean neighborhood.
Andrews hopes this year's Pittsburgh Garbage Olympics pilot will inspire some of the city's other 90-plus neighborhoods to join in next year. They'll need a lot more trash bags. This is the Allegheny Front. I'm Carol Holsapple.